to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the Stewardship Witness for Sunday, October 22, 2017, by Sue Hallback.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Sue Hallback, and I came to St. Philip's a number of years ago when I started dating Rob. And the second time that I visited, they had me singing with the choir. To prepare for today, I read an article online that had 21 Bible verses on thanksgiving and gratitude. I especially liked a quote from this article, which I'd like to share with you. It's regarding the power of a grateful heart. A grateful heart opens up the door for continued blessings. It invites his presence. Our spirits are refreshed and renewed in him. God loves to give good gifts to his children. He delights in our thankfulness and pours out his spirit in favor over those who give honor and gratitude to him. One of my best gifts and blessings from God is my St. Philip's family. And that's how I view all of you, as my family. This community of believers have been some of my greatest spiritual influences and a source of strength and wisdom from God channeled through you. All of you have touched my life in some way. Many of you have been beside me throughout the trials and joys of life over the years. I'm going to give some examples of help and blessings that I'm thankful for. If I don't mention your name specifically, it doesn't mean that I'm not thankful for you. I had to limit my examples so we wouldn't be here all day. First, my choir family, past and present, very close to my heart, and a constant source of community. For example, when I was pregnant with our daughter, Amanda, I had a very difficult pregnancy. I was 36, it was my first child. The last 6 weeks I spent in bed laying on my left side. And the doctor at our last visit said that he hoped I would have the baby early. It was 2 weeks to my due date. On Wednesday night, Rob asked the choir to pray that I have the baby soon. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, my water broke. Even though I was in the maternity ICU for 3 days, I felt very calm and at peace because of all the prayer support that I received. Next blessing was a young mother's study group. Pat Wagner and some others were with me in this group, and we got a lot of guidance, wisdom, and caring from Marianne Garland and Dr. Hurt's mother, whose name I can't remember. We had lots of laughter and lots of spiritual growth. When our daughter Amanda was 3 or 4, we had a big trial in our marriage. Rob was in a deep depression, and he had a kind of nervous breakdown. We separated for 6 months, not knowing if our relationship could be mended. Bill and Pat Wagner lovingly took Rob into their home. I was provided with Ida Whately as a Stevens minister, and we received much help from our church friends that was very non-judgmental, just loving care. Sue Drosty and Sue Lorenzen helped babysit Amanda and helped me sew some skirts so that I could return to the full-time workforce. Father Mike helped Rob to find some deep insights into his difficult childhood. God gave us both healing and brought us back together. Words alone cannot express my thankfulness for the help and love that we experienced through our church family during that time. An unexpected joyful blessing happened at a Sunday coffee hour. I mentioned to our table that I was hoping to buy and establish small craft business, but I was worried that I might miss out because Rob's buyout from GM wasn't scheduled to come through for several weeks. Connie Drew whipped out her checkbook and wrote me a check for $500 so that I could fulfill my dream. And she said she knew I would repay her, which I did. Fast forward to when Amanda was about in third grade. Rob's daughter and son-in-law went from heavy pot use into harder drugs. Our two grandbabies were living between two crack houses on 8 Mile, and every day after work, Rob stopped by there to make sure they were okay, risking his life. Many prayers from our St. Phillips family, and some time later, we got guardianship of both children, Josh at 8 months and Ashley 20 months. During the 4.5 years we had their guardianship of them, many church friends helped with clothing, food, medical and other advice, resources, plus loving the kids, even when Ashley had a major tantrum, crawled under the altar. Both children had severe night terrors, bad emotional trauma problems, plus pretty bad ADHD. Again, I felt such gratitude for the encouragement and support from all of you. I thought I was going to lose my mind at times, but you were all there for me. And Josh and Ashley still feel very loved and welcome here. At another difficult time, St. Phillips again surrounded us with love and practical support when Rob's dad died by suicide. Rob and his siblings were in shock, and the comfort of food, friends, and prayers was so appreciated. We also have shared joyful times, and I'm grateful for them. We had, for our 25th wedding anniversary, a Renaissance renewal of vows and royal feast. Everybody crabbed about having to wear costumes when we invited the whole church, but of the 130 guests, only 4 didn't wear a costume. And we had much fun, and everybody got into the spirit of the event. Our daughter's wedding was also a happy time. It was a very small wedding, but the few St. Phillips people we could include endured the close to 3-hour ceremony almost entirely in Greek. Curcio and Faith Alive events also helped us grow closer to God and to many of you at St. Phillips, deepening our friendships. Small groups. I'm really thankful for those of you that attended any of the small groups that I led. And then Bonnie Ferguson and I joined our small groups for a long-term group that met for many years. I'm thankful for insights and the spiritual growth and the friendship. We treasured time together with Bonnie, Sylvia Tomlinson, Bonnie Brown, Claire Shirley, Pat Wagner, and the others that were part of this group. About 7 years ago in May, I was still grieving the death of my mother, who died suddenly, and was very upheld by my St. Phillips friends again. On the way home from choir practice on a Wednesday night, Rob and I were hit by an out-of-control SUV on Rochester Road. We didn't initially realize how badly we were injured. We called Rob's son and said, "I think you better meet us at Troy Beaumont." From there, I was transported to Royal Oak Beaumont after they discovered I had broken ribs and other injuries and I needed a trauma center. All night, I was turned like a hot dog on a grill. It seemed like every 10 minutes. And when morning arrived, Father Jeff and Susan were there. And they prayed with me and told me not to worry about SOH, which was coming up in a couple weeks, because they could obviously tell I wasn't going to be able to help with cooking. I was so grateful to God that Rob and I had treatable injuries from that bad accident. I was in the hospital for 21 days, and the gifts and blessings from St. Phillips were incredible. Flowers, cards, visits, prayers, a box of practical needs for hospital patients, handmade cards by the Sunday school, just to name a few. I was deeply humbled by this experience. And with three extremities broken, plus the ribs, I was in a wheelchair close to 4 months. The day I came home, Jen and Alan Youngman brought over the best shepherd's pie in the world. It was so good to have real food after hospital food. Others provided delicious meals for what seemed like weeks. The biggest gift was the prayer support that I could feel. It kept me calm and focused and motivated on healing. Some of the people clapped the first time that I was able to come to church with a walker out of the wheelchair. My St. Philip's family has continued to inspire my gratitude. I share good times and bad with you, joys and triumphs, tragedies and sorrows. I am grateful for my old church friends and new. God blesses us so richly. I hope you will be led to give thanks more often and to tell others that you appreciate them. Then you too can experience the power of a heart filled with gratitude. Thank you.